Taking a wink at TV on Saturday nights in March of 88, we're catching Hotel, Spencer for Hire, My Sister Sam, and Tour of Duty, along with West 57th and Kate and Ally. Meanwhile, NBC rules the ratings with The Facts of Life, 227, and The Golden Girls, plus Hunter. And here's the upbeat theme from Amen. It's on Saturday nights as well.
Artie's Time Warp says,
예레드,
나마스테,
여보세요,
hello, in the international language of music.
At the sports desk, Julie Crone becomes the most successful female jockey with 1,205 victories. Orville Moody shoots a 63 at the seniors golf tournament. The NFL's St. Louis Cardinals move to Phoenix, and Loyola Marymount downs Wyoming 119-115 in the highest scoring NCAA basketball game.
Artie's Time Warp.
Still my
Michael Bolton covering classic Otis Redding in March 88.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Left my
Artie's Time Warp Retro TV.
Butter. Butter.
Parquet. Margarine. The big 1 pound bowl.
Butter.
Parquet. I use the bowls for leftovers and things.
Butter.
Parquet. Light. Creamy. Butter.
Parquet.
Isn't that what I said?
Parquet margarine in the 1 pound bowl from Kraft. The flavor says butter.
The Warp. It's the largest chemical weapons attack in history as 5,000 Kurdish citizens are murdered by the Iraqi army. First Republic Bank of Texas fails and enters FDIC receivership, the largest ever FDIC-assisted bank failure. And Audrey Hepburn is appointed as a UNICEF special ambassador.
Artie's Time Warp, serving 6 continents, 2 ears at a time.
I'm in.
Off to break for a bit. Back shortly in March of 88.
Artie's Time Warp. Quality ear candy.